Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The silencing of Zechariah is quite an extraordinary scene. Zechariah was a priest who made his living with his voice. His vocation was to bless, to pray, and to teach. And yet, there he stood, like a baseball pitcher without an arm, voiceless in the temple, unable even to finish his temple service with the customary blessing of Aaron. And Zechariah was a descendant of the priestly family of Aaron, the brother of Moses. Now, Aaron's part, if you remember right, in the Exodus of the Israelites from Egypt was to speak. He was to speak eloquently. Yet, Zechariah, a son of Aaron, now could not utter even one word. The even greater irony is that Zechariah's own name anticipated the kind of news Zechariah received from the angel that day in the temple. His name means God remembers. Say that with me. God remembers. And when the angel Gabriel told Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth would have a child even in her old age, that was God remembering his people. He was remembering his people in the particular way that he had promised. Now, when the Bible talks about God remembering, it's not God simply rummaging around in his memory bank looking for something. God remembering is God acting. God remembering is God acting. So God remembered his people on the day the angel Gabriel told Zechariah that he would have a son by God's miraculous action. And this son would be the forerunner of the promised Messiah. So God's action that day in the temple fulfilled Zechariah's own name in the ultimate way. Yet this one whose name means, what did we say it means? God remembers. He did not believe that God was about to act. He forgot. He forgot God's wondrous actions of old. He forgot what God did for Abraham and barren Sarah, for Isaac and barren Rebekah, for Jacob and barren Rachel. He forgot just how good God is, and he doubted God's word. Zechariah and Elizabeth are both described in Scripture as righteous before God. That's because their hope was in the Lord and in his promise to act and send the Messiah. Zechariah prayed regularly for this. Yet when the Lord answered his prayer, he doubted the word of the angel and instead he sought a sign. His offense was not in expecting too much from the Lord. It was in expecting too little. The story is told of a beggar who approached Alexander the Great asking for alms. Feeling exceedingly generous, Alexander ordered the beggar to be given the government of 5 cities. The beggar was taken aback, and he said, "I didn't ask for that much." Alexander said, "You asked like the man you are. I give like the man I am." Good story. Our God is generous. He gives us exceedingly great and precious promises. He invites us to ask and has promised to answer. He gives us more than we either desire or deserve. He is exceedingly generous. That's who he is. But we, like Zechariah, so easily we forget that. We don't expect much from him. That's who we are. We, like Zechariah, are priests who easily forget. We forget that God's indescribable goodness has made you his royal priests through holy baptism. God, in mercy, has chosen you as his own possession and set apart your mouth to do priestly work, which is to pray, to teach, and to proclaim his goodness. You have every reason to be bold and confident in your prayers, but instead, you've doubted this and perhaps have thought, what good will my prayers do? You have every reason to be confident in the Lord and his directing of your life, but you've doubted that he knows really what he's doing for you. You have every reason to live with joy in all circumstances, knowing that you're a beggar who has been granted a kingdom, yet you live and think and pray like God is stingy or he's disinclined to help. You are royal. You are royal priests of the King of Kings. But you insult the king by not expecting much. We often ask as people of little faith, and it grieves the Holy Spirit. We are like Zechariah. We so easily forget God's fatherly goodness. But God does not forget. God remembers. He does not forget his promises, and he does not forget you, his priests. He remembered Zechariah's prayer, and he acted. God gave Zechariah way more than he expected. Zechariah hoped for the Messiah, and God gave the Messiah within Zechariah's own generation and his own extended family. Old Zechariah had hoped that he might father a child, but God gave him a great child, John, the forerunner of the greater child, who was God in the flesh. However, the ultimate instance of God remembering us and his promises was to send the one to whom John pointed, the one who was the greatest and most faithful priest ever. He would perfectly remember and trust the Father's goodness in our place. He would always have a confident hope in God, even in the most hopeless of situations. He would do all of this so that his faithfulness might be credited to you in your baptism. He would be not only the most holy priest, but also the most holy Lamb. The Lamb of God, sacrificed for you. The Lamb whose very blood would atone for all of your doubt and mistrust of God. Now, because God has remembered us, we have a great high priest, we're told in the book of Hebrews. And great he is. He used his voice mightily to bless and to pray, to instruct and to gather sinners. He was the most faithful priest, but he chose to be silent before his accusers and to go to an unjust death in our place. He was the greater Aaron, hanging on a cross with arms outstretched like a priest in prayer, uttering an eloquent absolution, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He is the greater Zechariah, who always remembers and never forgets his Father's unspeakable goodness. He never lost hope that his Father would raise him from the dead as promised. He is your eternal high priest, seated at the right hand of God as your intercessor and as your advocate. We must never forget the people we are. Like Zechariah, we are poor, pitiable beggars, deserving no good thing from the Lord. But we must also never forget who the Lord is. Gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God remembered Zechariah and gave him a son to proclaim the Messiah. God remembers your need for forgiveness, and he acts, providing it for you in holy absolution. He remembers your need for holiness, and he acts, providing it for you in your holy baptism. He remembers your need for strength and courage to live under the cross with patience and joy. And he acts, providing it all for you in the Holy Supper. Now, in Advent, we're especially reminded that we're waiting for the appearing of our blessed hope, Jesus Christ, who will bring us into his glorious kingdom beyond anything that we can imagine. Yet even now, he exceeds our puny expectations. We ask him for some comfort for our wounded consciences, and he applies a double portion, according to Isaiah. We ask him to give us a little help in our trials, and he gives us a kingdom. We ask for help enduring the pain of disease and sickness, and he gives us the promise of full and complete healing in the resurrection on the last day. At John's birth, Zechariah's voice would once again be heard. But at another child's birth soon thereafter, angels' voices would be heard on earth. What child is this? Jesus Christ, the Savior, Zechariah's hope, and our hope as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the